Governor Mike Beebe weighs in on a special session and prepares for an overseas trade mission. Roby Brock from our content partner Talk Business and Politics has the details in his weekly business and political news update.
Governor Mike Beebe said he's not calling a special session on changes to the public school employee insurance program until he sees a roll call from each member of the legislature with a big majority in both. The governor also said he wants to deal with the prison overcrowding situation in a special session, and he's open to a provision to restrict lottery games. But beyond that, he does not anticipate adding to a special session agenda. Lawmakers are considering changes to the public school employees insurance fund, including the elimination of part-time employees from the plan, as well as spouses who have other insurance options. Also, lawmakers are talking about earmarking a portion of state funding that goes to general education needs, specifically to paying for insurance premiums. Governor Beebe will spend 9 days starting July 12th in London, Paris, and the Czech Republic as part of a European trade mission. Beebe's attending the London Farnborough Air Show, the largest air trade show in the world. Aerospace manufacturing is one of Arkansas's largest value-added exports. Beebe will also meet with new and existing economic development prospects in Paris and the Czech Republic. Beebe said the prospects are in the aerospace, auto supplier, and gun manufacturing industries. Arkansas lawmakers heard about the next wave of private option concepts that will be debated as the program moves forward this past week. The ideas include a version of health savings accounts, new cost-sharing measures, and a plan for non-emergency transportation needs for private option beneficiaries. Arkansas's private option takes federal Medicaid expansion dollars and uses it in private health insurance exchanges to subsidize lower-income workers' health care coverage. The General Assembly passed the program in 2013 and renewed funding in 2014. Ed Pinnock, former CEO of Worthen Bank and an inductee into the Arkansas Business Hall of Fame, was laid to rest Tuesday, June 17th, after services at Trinity Episcopal Cathedral in Little Rock. He was 92. Pinnock began working in 1948 for Worthen Bank, which had been founded by his maternal grandfather, William Worthen. His father, James Pinnock, was president. Ed Pinnock became president in 1961 at the age of 39, became CEO in 1966, and served as chairman of the board from 1974 to 1983. Pinnock was a 2005 inductee in the state's Business Hall of Fame. Finally, on the politics front, Asa Hutchinson and Mike Ross start their general election campaign for Arkansas governor with very healthy checkbook balances, but Ross leads in the cash-on-hand department. Ross had $1.6 million in the bank as of the end of May, while Hutchinson starts a general election with roughly $959,000 in cash, according to campaign finance reports. I'm Roby Brock, and that is your Talk Business and Politics update.
Support for Talk Business and Politics on Ozarks at Large is provided by AT&T. Challenging drivers to take the pledge to never text and drive. No text is worth the risk. More information at itcanwait.com.